what would you like to see your podcast go to next? What do you think your level up would look like?
Ooh.
It's a deep one, wasn't it? We're deep over at the Transparency Podcast Show.
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. I mean, I am constantly trying to find more and more guests from different walks of life. And I think I want to keep doing that no matter where it goes. I got big dreams. I want HRT to go very, very far. I want to be the podcast or the person that every trans person goes to when they want to tell their coming out story. That's what I want to be. And yeah, and I think with that, I think I could do a lot when it comes to Buck and Blair and all these people who are making money off of hating their own community. And another thing about that is like how I'm the type of person who can put something on the internet and get mass amounts of hate from all the transphobes in the world and be fine. I could be totally okay with that. But when the trans community, if the trans community came for me, oh my God, I would respectfully log off and you'd never see me again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how these people rest their head on their pillows every night, knowing that people who came from the same place they did, who shared the same struggles, hate them. Like, that's just beyond me. And that is just something I never want to be. That will never be HRT. I can tell you that. Yeah.
Well, you know, another issue that seems to come up is like the non-binary issue. You know, and there's this pressure to, and it's definitely a conservative talking point. It seems it's kind of bled into our own communities. And I see this from folks that it's shocking sometimes to hear that they don't consider non-binary folks a part of the umbrella. I mean, there are non-binary folks that don't identify under the umbrella, but it's like you're not even giving folks the room. And then simultaneously, those same folks are saying, well, I don't believe in giving trans care to kids. But then also at the same time, there's that third layer of, well, you got to be passable to go in the bathroom. So it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't, hard rock, hard place. There's no place for any of these folks to actually go within their ideology. It's like everything always cancels itself out. And I mean, how do you feel when you see that stuff? Like, what does that do to you? Because I mean, it makes me angry, and it's part of the reason why I wanted to have these conversations on the podcast, is to just have those conversations out there.
Of course, yeah. I mean, non-binary people deserve a right to be here just as much as the three of us do, you know what I mean? And for another trans person to invalidate somebody's gender is beyond me, because we know more than anybody what it's like to be misunderstood, what it's like to not fit in, to be confused. Like, we get it more than anybody. And to push somebody else out of the community, it's like, you know, when people, you know that feeling when people, someone's being transphobic to you, and it's like, why do you care? Like, why do you care so much? Mm-hmm. It's not your body. It has nothing to do with you. Like, it's just like, every transgender person knows that. So for a trans person to say that to another one is just crazy to me, because it's like, we are all just here trying to be happy. Like, I don't know. And the bigger the trans community gets, the more rights we will have, the more we will be seen. Why would you want to not have that?